Good morning. In the recent days and weeks in this class, we've been talking about the mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer. And perhaps today it bears mention for us to talk about the most unique aspect of Sefirat HaOmer. What separates and distinguishes Sefirat HaOmer from so many of the other mitzvot in which we speak words and we do actions? Sefirat HaOmer is unique, it's particular, it's very special in a certain respect. And let's demonstrate it in three ways and then talk about it in a broader sense, what that teaches us about what we're working on and doing during this time period. On the one hand, in Siman Taf Petet, in Saif Katan Bet, Magen Abraham writes the following. He says that when it comes to Sefirat HaOmer, it's necessary, absolutely necessary, that when you count the Omer, you understand what you're saying. That means to say it in another language if you don't understand Hebrew. If you were to say it in Hebrew and not understand what you're saying, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer. Those are the words of Magen Abraham, the major commentator, in Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim. In, however, the book Mor Uksiar, Yaakov Emden, Ya'avetz, disagrees. He quotes from the Mishnah in Masechet Sotan, Daf Lamed Bet, Tosafot there, that generally speaking, when it comes to mitzvot hateluyot badibur, mitzvot which are dependent upon and determined by your speech, on saying words, you don't need to understand the words you're saying, provided that you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, you say it in Hebrew. And therefore, if you say the Amidah and you don't understand the words that you're reading, you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. Why would Sefirat HaOmer be any different? And Ya'avetz therefore argues that provided that you said, for example, last night, Hayom, Asara Yamim La'Omer, Shehem Shavua Echad U'Shlosha Yamim, but you have no idea what any of those words meant, you fulfilled the mitzvah. How would Magen Abraham answer that question? In the book Debar Abraham, in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Daled, he suggests that Sefirat HaOmer is qualitatively different than any other mitzvah, even mitzvot in which you're using your mouth and speech, staying and uttering words. Because Sefirat HaOmer, by definition, is a sefirah. It's about counting. It's not just about saying. It's not just about praising. Not just about making a request. It's about counting. And therefore, if you don't understand what you're saying, you're not counting at all. You can praise someone if the words are coherent and make sense, even if you don't understand them, even if they don't understand them. You can make a request in a similar fashion. To count and to not understand what you're saying is not counting at all, is the suggestion. Magen Abraham continues right there in Saif Katan Bet. Second aspect that I'd like to this morning draw forth with regards to the unique character trait of Sefirat HaOmer. He writes in his continued words, quoting from Shelot Tishbot Rashbam, that although the Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah and Daf Lamed Daled states that Shomea Ka'one is a principle with regards to mitzvot in which you need to speak, meaning that if someone spoke the words, tonight I'm going to say the words of Kiddush, and my family members, my wife, my sons who are bar mitzvot have to fulfill this mitzvah as well. They're not saying the words. How are they fulfilling the mitzvah? The answer is Shomea Ka'one. By listening to me, they link into my words and fulfill the mitzvah. Rashba, as cited from Magen Abraham, seems to state that when it comes to Sefirat HaOmer, that's not so. In fact, the Gemara in Masechet Menachot and Daf Samechei Amud Bet cites a Beraita, Tanu Rabbanan, says the Beraita, Usvartem Lachem, Shetehe Sefirah Lekol Echad Ve'Echad. There needs to be accounting for each individual. The simple interpretation of that Gemara, as Rashi seems to state, is that every individual, personally and on their own, needs to say the words of Sefirat HaOmer. But why should Sefirat HaOmer be different than other mitzvot? In truth, Tosafot seemingly are disagreeing with such an approach. Tosafot, Be'ur Halacha, at the beginning of Siman Taf Petet, cites from others, seem to mention the pasuk at the beginning of Parashat Behar in the context of Yovel, where it says, V'safarta lecha, it's an obligation on Beit Din. In other words, Usfartim lachem, according to their interpretation, is not to say that you can't fulfill it through listening to another with Shomea Ka'one. It's just to say that you need a say it, not only Beit Din. You can say it through listening to another, but it's not only the high court who's obligated, which is the case, for example, in counting the years up to the 50th year of Yovel. Sefirat HaOmer would be different, but that's not the way Magen Abraham understands this. Be'ur Halacha cites this as a machloker between the Aharonim. On the one hand, Chok Yaakov and Levush say you can't have Shomea Ka'one, in line with Magen Abraham, versus Peri Hadash, who suggests that you could, and Birkei Yosef, you could say Sefirat HaOmer through listening to another. Why should it be that when it comes to Sefirat HaOmer, there's a different halacha than all the other circumstances of halacha in listening to someone and fulfilling it by listening to them? Shomea Ka'one. The suggestion again might be that Sfirat HaOmer is not just stating words as all those other areas are. It's about counting. To listen to another and to fulfill your count in such a fashion, that you can't do. You can listen to another and it's as if you said the words of Kiddush. You can listen to another, it's as if you said the words of Amidah. You listen to another, it's as if you said Kiryat HaTorah and so on, Kiryat Shema and all other circumstances. To count, there's something unique, specific about that. That needs to be your own count. You need to be doing that. Chacham Vadia Yosef, as a matter of fact, however, in Chazon Ovadia's Nihot Yom Tobis Posek Lahalacha, that Sfirat HaOmer, you do fulfill with Shomea Ka'one by listening to another person. But ideally, as we're explaining, there's a conversation about this, and we again understand why the other angle is that Sfirat HaOmer, which is not a mere stating of words, but rather counting, needs to be done by you. Lastly, again, in addition to understanding what you're counting, as well as you doing the count, there's another aspect with regards to this unique nature of Sfirat HaOmer, not merely saying words, but counting them. It's in that book, Debar Abraham, in Chelek Aleph, Siman Lamed Daled, right there. He suggests, as does Rav Shimon Shkop in his book, Sha'arei Yosher, that when it comes to Sfirat HaOmer, you cannot fulfill it b'makom safek. Well, what does that mean to say? What if last night I was uncertain whether it's the 10th night or the ninth night? I just forgot. I have no access to speak to another person, to look it up on my phone or something of that sort. I don't know. Maybe the best thing to do in such a situation is to count. Tonight is the 9th night, which is a week and 2 days, or tonight is the 10th night, which is a week and 3 days. Maybe I fulfill in such a fashion, writes Debar Abraham, absolutely not. Why don't I fulfill it in such a fashion? Because a sefira b'safek lav sheme sefira. To count by definition means to know what I'm doing. I'm piecing together this and that, and I know what number I'm up to. It's not a count if it's a safek. Dibur, if it's just mentioning words, I could say it's either this or that, and I can maybe fulfill it in such a fashion. If I'm counting the suggestion, citing from the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Bava Mitzvah, in the context of Ma'asir Behemath, Sefira B'Safek, Lav Sheme Sefira, counting in a doubtful fashion is not considered counting. Each of these three situations of halakha seem to point us again in the direction of Sefirat HaOmer being unique and particular in the respect that it's not just stating words, it's about counting. Number one, Magen Abraham's claim that you need to understand it can't just say Hebrew words as you would in other areas of halakha, because it's about counting. Counting means understanding. Number two, the conversation in the poskim about whether you can fulfill it shomea ka'oneh by listening to another person. Counting means doing it yourself. Maybe you can't fulfill it through another person over here. And last, thirdly, we mentioned maybe sefirat safek, I'm uncertain, 9th or 10th, doesn't count as a counting at all, even though it is a speech. Sefirat HaOmer is about counting. This conversation, this idea, I think, broadens our perspective of what we're doing during this time period. Because during this time period, in our march from Pesach to Shavuot, we're not merely stating words significant and important to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise Him. We're doing more than that. We're counting. And as I mentioned in the past, counting, the word in Hebrew is sefira, which shares its root with the word sipur, to tell. To tell a story, sipur. To count, lispor. Sefira is what we did on Pesach. Sipur is what we did on Pesach. Sipur Yisiat Misraim. The first night, second night of Pesach, we told the story of leaving Egypt. Following that, we've been sofer, we've been counting. And there's a common denominator between these two. Because both telling a story and counting is about properly ordering. If I tell a story and I don't have a beginning, a middle, and an end, well, then I'm not telling a story at all. I'm throwing at you information, but it's not a story. When I was taught how to speak publicly, maybe not so successfully, but I was taught that the speech needs to have a beginning, a middle, and end. People need to understand where you're coming from, what you're headed to, and where you end up. That's a good story. That's what we do on Pesach. Matchil bignut, umesayim b'shevach. You start with the down, difficult time. You end at a high, the positive dedication to God after the redemption from Egypt. That's a sipur, and that as well is a sefirah. Lispor means to be ordering from 1 to 2 to 3. If I'm uncertain whether I'm on 1 or 2, as we mentioned, well, then that's not a counting, because counting is a purposeful, mindful count from 1 to the next. It means then that this time period is the continuity of what began on Pesach. Pesach was our recollection, our memory of what took place back then. We put ourselves in the shoes of our ancestors in Egypt. We felt and experienced the exodus from Egypt. We understood and were grateful and thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity that he granted us. We thought about where we're marching toward, what we're headed to in Matan Torah. And we count those days as we get there. It's for that reason many people have the custom, rightfully so, to think about the aspect of that day, Kabbalistically speaking, or even in Peshat. What does that date mean to you? How are you growing? How are you continuing that story which began on Pesach? We tell stories to our children. We tell stories to ourselves. Do those stories end thousands of years ago, or are they continuing in our own count forward? Sefirat HaOmer, for that reason, is about counting, not about just saying words. To count means to realize that I am mindfully growing day after day, continuing the legacy began thousands of years ago, but living it in my own life today. It means that this is a time during which we focus not only on receiving the Torah and fulfilling its mitzvot, not only on praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on self-growth, on an understanding that the story began and continues with our sefirah, our continued ordering of day after day in my climb on that ladder up to Matan Torah. Stating it in a sentence or two, then in summary, Sefirat HaOmer, in contrast to so many other mitzvot, is not merely about saying words, it's not just a chovat dibur or amira, and therefore the poskim, as we discussed, debate, number one, you need to understand it. Number two, you can't perhaps fulfill it, shomea ka'onen. Number three, if you're uncertain, that might not be a fulfillment at all, because to count is what we're doing during this time period, and counting means growing in a continued ordering of what began on Pesach and will end on Shavuot. Please God, we should all continue that count appropriately, not merely living these days through speech and statements, but through a mindful count and growth day after day. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.